Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the PNB Personnel Committee for May 13th, 2019. I will be chairing the meeting for Jan tonight, who's absent. Do you want to take roll call again for people who are listening on the stream, or should we just let people know who's here?
Just report who's here.
Okay. Present is Robin Collier, Grace Aaron, Alex Steinberg, Maskila Washington, and Adrian Laviolette, and our secretary, Donald Goldmacher. All right, so we have decided, so I'm going to just repeat what we have talked about earlier. I'll ask Otis to provide the listserv for the respondents to Robin, who will then input the names into SurveyMonkey. And we will send out, we have tasked Jan, I hope she's okay with doing this, to sending out an email to that listserv, letting them know how to access the survey, and letting them know that if they have any technical questions that they can contact either myself or Robin. And for any other questions, they should feel free to contact any member of the personnel committee and provide a list of names and email addresses for the people on this committee. So now we are at creating a timeline, and how I thought that we could do so is we could create it backwards. That's how I like to work. If anyone has any other suggestions, I'm completely open to that. But when is the date that we need to get this, when do we need to have the report done by, Grace, or anybody?
I thought that we had agreed last week that, first of all, it would launch no later than May 22nd.
Right. Well, it's
and the deadline, deadline to have them returned is June 7th.
June 7th, that's right.
Okay, all right. June 7th.
But this is Robin. Okay. I thought that if we could get it done sooner, that we would. And the survey's in. I think we should get it out sooner if possible.
This is Donald. And what my notes say is that the survey to be sent out by 5:15 if there are no hitches.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think each of us has had the opportunity to do the survey and that was something that we thought that we should do, that everyone on the committee should take the opportunity to do the survey. And I know that I can't do it tomorrow or Wednesday. I know that because I do have other things going on. So the earliest on Thursday, do we have a PNB meeting on Thursday?
No.
No, we do not.
Okay, I could do it Thursday. So I think that if we stick to what we discussed for quite a long time last week with all the, you know, goings back and forth, why can't it stick to May 22nd?
This is Donald. And
Donald,
what I would point out, is the discussion last week said that everybody on this committee had until today to look at this draft that was sent out and fill it out to the best of their abilities. So I don't agree that we said that it was going to be till May 22nd. We wanted people on this committee who had a whole week to look at this, to look at it.
Did you have a whole week to look at it? Let's go ahead and do a stack. And I just want to propose that if we had the deadline for July 7th, that deadline can still be met.
June 7th.
And that we have, yeah, sorry, did I say July? Sorry, I meant June.
June 7th.
So if we have the deadline for June 7th, that I don't see why that deadline still can't be met, and that's the most important deadline. And what we could do is we could have till Friday to take the survey ourselves. Maybe report back via email if there are any questions or concerns, and just try and work those through by Sunday. And by Monday, everybody should be able to take the survey, and that would give them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 days, which is an inordinate amount of time to take a survey.
And so, everyone have that national holiday between now and then. So, I mean, that's like a week for some people who will be off traveling or whatever, at least a week.
Sure, but it's still super.
Well, then they can take the survey before they go on their vacation.
Yeah. It's super generous. So does that sound like something that we could all do? We could all take it before Friday and over the weekend hash anything else that we needed to shore up or discuss, or maybe even set up a conference call for anybody who has questions or concerns, maybe try and get those taken care of by the end of the weekend. And
well,
then that would be...
Excuse me, but we do have a meeting scheduled for 7:30 May 21st. So that would give us an opportunity to hash out anything else that we need to hash out after we've gone through it ourselves, so that it can be ready to launch on May 22nd.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's plan on doing that. Let's plan on taking it by Friday, starting the discussion before our meeting on May 21st, so that hopefully we can get some things. If there's anything to be hashed out, we can get it hashed out before May 21st, so that on May 21st we're kind of ready to dot all the I's and cross the T's and get it out there. Does that sound doable?
It sounds fine.
No. Oh, okay, good. Okay, great. Okay, so if no one sees any objection to that timeline, that still gives people, if it goes live on the 21st, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
according to my notes, it would go live May 22nd. That's the launch.
Okay. Launch May 22nd. That still gives a really, really generous amount of time for people to answer if our deadline is June 7th.
Okay. That works.
All right. So then once we get it back on June 7th, we are okay. And we should ask Maxie also to get his self-evaluation back by that date as well then, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. So June 7th. So we'll ask Jan to send it to him on the 22nd as well.
Yes.
Is that good? Okay. All right. So then we're at C, evaluate results and produce a final report. So we're at June 7th. We should set a meeting to start evaluating.
I think we have something scheduled for June 10th. I have on my notes June 10th, June 18th, June 25th. I think that's only if, all of those dates are needed or necessary.
Okay, great. Okay, so then we meet on the 10th. That's fine. And at that point, we'd start evaluating the results on that date. Okay. How long do you think it would take us to evaluate the results?
Can we discuss this point?
Where
would the surveys go? Who would have access to all of the surveys? I think we need to discuss that point. That's very important.
Okay.
So this is Donald for the stack.
Okay, Donald, go ahead.
Yeah, I think part one of what Muscula just raised is important. Who exactly is receiving this evaluation to fill out? I don't think we've listed clearly who are the respondents to this evaluation. And I think
Jan did send that information out.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I think Jan did send that information out, John.
I'd like to go over it and make sure we're all on the same page about it.
Sure thing. Let's do that. Can you pull it up? I can try and pull it up.
Somebody else should pull it up because I don't know that I even have that. And while you're pulling it up, I mean, I can sort of list out my sense of who needs to receive this evaluation form. And that would
sure. Let's pull it up. Let's pull it up first,
sure.
If she might have already included whoever
okay.
you're gonna say. It'll only take me one more minute.
Sure.
Hold on.
And can you give me a date on that, Adrian, please?
Yep. It's May 9th at 1:22 a.m. And I'll start reading them out. Don, are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. 2018 PNB members. 2018
PNB
committee chair. Okay,
well,
sure. I'll slow down.
2018 PNB and then 2018 committee chairs.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then
okay.
2018 programming committee, pardon me.
And how was that selected?
No clue.
Well, all right, so we'll put a question mark next to that because I want to discuss that.
I'm sorry. What is the question mark near?
2018 program committee.
Yes, because he worked with the programming committee. He worked
well, presumably, this is Donald, he has worked with all the committees.
Well, those in particular. So... Those were the committees that he worked with. Those are the relationships that would have some idea of his working with them. I don't see whether or not, I don't know whether or not he worked with every committee. Did he work? That's right, you're just coming on, so you wouldn't know. But those are the committees that he worked with. Audit, programming, that's the reason why we had them on the list.
Well, then you might as well add the Strategic Programming Committee from 2018.
Yeah, well, he worked
with that. The Strategic Planning Committee is on there.
Okay.
Oh. So that
I'm
means
looking
that
at the list.
We're talking about former members of that committee from 2018.
That's correct.
Okay. We might have one or two that... whose term on that committee did not coincide with Maxie, so they should probably be eliminated, but everybody else should be there, I guess.
Okay, how about this? I'm going to go through the list, and let's reserve our questions for afterwards, because they
sure.
might be answered.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2018 Programming Committee, 2018 Strategic Planning Committee, 2018 Audit Committee, 2018 Finance Committee, NEPA, Anita Sims, and Larry Dentner. And Jan added Jan's suggestion, Cameron Swiderski.
I'm sorry, who is that?
I'm reading off of Jan's thing, and Jan has an open parenthesis, Jan's suggestion, : Cameron Swiderski, ? So I guess that would be for us to decide if that's something we want to include or not.
Yes.
Has a question left.
Yes. She's now our interim CFO. We should include her because she's been working on she worked with Maxie when she was one of the people who went to Berkeley, and Maxie was there. And also we should add George Walter, who's also from NETA and worked with Maxie on different financial matters.
Okay. Do we need to put that in the form of a motion, or do we just do I hear any objections to add George Walter? None heard. Let's add him then.
George Walter.
And Tamara Swiderski is no longer ? Okay, then GMs and PDs from various stations. So I think that should read GMs and PDs from all the stations, right?
Yes.
Ursula Rudenberg. The next one is bookkeeper slash manager of affiliates.
Say that again. Bookkeeper what?
That's Seth Rothman.
Bookkeeper. Seth Rothman.
Seth Rothman.
Okay. Okay. So let's just add his name. How do you spell his last name, please? Does anyone know how to spell his last
Rothman,
name?
I think it's Rothman, R-O-T-H-M-A-N, but we'd have to look it up for chat.
Oh, Rothman. Okay. Okay. And then business managers, but the only one listed is Markeisha Van Zandt Sampson, which is ours. Happy to say. And so I don't know who the other business managers are. Do we have any?
Yes.
Yes.
Barry Brooks. Barry Brooks from KPFK.
Let's just say all the stations.
Well,
okay.
It can be listed. And Mariana, who's the bookkeeper for the archives. I've forgotten her last name, though. I can find it, though.
And Maria from KPFA.
Yeah, she's listed. Maria Negret.
Okay. All right. That's right. And then Maria Negret. And then 2018 LS Shares. And I would also almost add 2019 LSB chairs because they have already had I know that our chair has had a great deal of dealings with him so far. So if that's okay with everybody, I'm going to add the 2019 LSB chairs if they've had anything. I would assume that Matthew Moore is not the only one who's had dealings with Maxie. I could be wrong. But.
Okay, I think we should like to make a suggestion.
Sure.
I think we should also add Scott, the representative from our audit firm. We should also add Freeman Levenrad. And we should add somebody from the pension plan administrator and somebody from Trucker Huss, our Department of Labor lawyers. I don't know how expansive we want to be, but we could add the National Election Supervisor
I thought you meant Sheila. You're on the stack.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Grace.
Yeah.
DNES.
The National Election Supervisor and possibly Fort Greene, our legal counsel.
Okay, let me repeat those. So that anyone who has any objections can raise them singularly or all together. Scott from the audit firm. Freeman Levenrad. Someone from the pension plan administrator. Trucker Huss, the NES, and Ford Green. Okay, Masila?
I mean, I don't know of anybody who has had all of these people give them a six-month evaluation. That's a whole lot of people. That is really a whole lot of people. And I know that I've never been an ED, but I have been a director, and I just cannot imagine all of these people having some say-so, even in a business relationship. And I'm not talking about LSBs or audit committee chairs. I'm talking about all of these people, the attorneys, the pension plan administrator, NES. I just can't imagine that. And I think that's something that we really need to discuss. Is that really reasonable, rational for a six-month evaluation? Really?
I'm going to put myself on the stack. This is Adrian. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Grace.
This is Donald for the stack.
Okay, Donald and Grace. Okay. I concur with you, Masila. On the other hand, I think that we're going to get back with the list that we've already agreed on. Arguably, there are going to be many people on that list who have had less to do with Mr. Jackson than the people that Grace just named. And so for that reason, I feel that the information from especially the people that Grace just named would be very, very good for us in order to give him a proper evaluation. That's just my opinion. Go ahead, Donald, you're next.
I think you're absolutely right, Adriana, what you just said. And they are critical people because they have had to work on some of the most outstanding issues facing the foundation and can give us really objective feedback because they have no skin in the game with regard to their position within Pacifica, et cetera, et cetera. And it is part of the evaluation format that we've agreed upon, how an executive director interacts with outside entities.
Robin.
Thank you, Donald. Grace, go ahead. I got you. Grace.
I think that what Adrian and what Donald said covers what I wanted to say.
I should have known.
Robin,
what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, I agree because...
Well, you know what I mean. You know. You know.
Excuse me?
You know.
Mm-mm.
These are professionals,
no.
Financial professionals dealing with the most pressing problems of Pacific.
I have never, ever, like I said, I haven't been in ED, but I have never seen such a list of people having to say something about a six-month evaluation. Never, ever.
Robin, you're on the show. Go ahead.
All of that. Never.
I don't appreciate being interrupted, but I just think it's very important to have these professionals. I mean, they're outside of Pacifica. They've had to deal with it. Just like when Anita evaluated Wandrin, that was an extremely critical evaluation that helped us deal with that situation. So I would hope that we include these professionals on the list.
Okay. So is there a motion to include all of the people that Grace named, including also the 2019 LSB chairs, if they have something to add to our list?
Question there.
Go ahead, Alex.
I believe that does include the National Election Supervisors. Is that correct?
Just the one.
Just the,
from my understanding.
Just the one.
Renee.
Renee.
Okay. It's fair enough.
Okay. Can I entertain a motion for that?
I'll move that. This is Robin.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, can you take the roll call vote?
Yes. Hold on a moment. So, Robin Collier?
Yes.
Adrian?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
And Mascula?
No.
Okay. So the vote is 3-1. Yes, motion is approved.
Thank you. Mascula, you had another concern. You had a two-part, I think, and we only addressed one part. I'm sorry, I don't remember what the other part was now. Can you refresh my memory? Or Don?
Yes.
Do you have it, Don? Because I don't remember. What is
I'm sorry. What is the question? Because I was still typing in the previous motion.
According to Adrian, I made two suggestions. I don't remember the
steps.
I'll probably come back.
And Don, you said both were important, and now I'm forgetting half of it. I'm having a moment.
They really are. They really are.
Well, one was... Who was going to be receiving the evaluation form to actually fill it out? So that was the one I was responding to. And then, right. Mastin, I didn't get the second one, so I apologize for that. Do you remember it?
Yes, I remember what it is. It's who is going to receive the responses. Who's going to have access to the completed
right,
survey.
Right, thank you. Thank you, Grace. Yep, so let's talk about that. Who wants to be on the staff?
I would like to be a part of that committee, Maskila here.
You know, and that's great. You know, but I thought that we were all going to have visibility into it.
I think you're right, Adrian. I think you're right.
This is Donald for the stack.
Yeah, have a view of it all. That's right.
Right. Does everyone have that recollection, the same recollection as Maskila and I have?
Yes.
Yes, this is Donald, and it is appropriate. This is the personnel committee. So the personnel committee, as the committee as a whole, should be examining these responses together.
Okay, just in case, should we go ahead and put that in a motion? Just in case that was just casually spoken of, I'd like to entertain a motion that we all have visibility into the responses. Can anyone
I'll
put forward
that
motion?
Robin.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, will you take the vote?
Yep. Hold on a second.
Or I could just ask if I hear no objections. Do I hear any objections? None heard.
Great.
Robin, okay. To the SAC.
Go ahead, Robin.
Well, I have the question is, I mean, in the comments, you know, in other words, we have the survey and it has all the information. If people put comments and they're in regard to a particular positive or negative aspect of the ED, how is that going to be followed up on? What is, you know, that's they're going to be anonymous. So I just have a question. How are we going to follow up? I don't quite know.
Should we ask? First of all, some people want to say what they have to say without follow-up. Should we ask, I'm just proposing this is just an idea off the top of my head. Should we ask if someone would like a follow-up and who they would like to follow up with them on the personnel committee? I'm just thinking out loud. Anyone have any suggestions?
I'm not sure what you're asking, Adrian.
So Robin is asking, if I understand this correctly, so say someone has something positive or negative that they have
mm-hmm.
expressed in the survey, and we might want to follow up with them, or they might want us to follow up with them for more information. Say it could go both ways. We have a question, or they would like to not include every detail, but to have someone follow up with them. How would we go about first assessing whether the person is okay with a follow-up and to following through with that follow-up. So that's the question.
Robin,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think that's a good idea. You're kind of sort of saying it is, if they would choose someone from the personnel committee that would follow up if they want to remain anonymous, that at least they someone that they trusted or felt comfortable with, and then that could be passed on to the whole committee without revealing who they were. That would be a possibility. Anyway.
Grace from Jack.
Hello.
I got
yeah.
you, Grace. I must be done.
Okay.
Thank you. I think that we can put in the instructions just if we can do an introductory statement or something like that, where we list the comment, you know, how do they comment? Because I didn't know initially that you click on the green square or the square with the green and the little white thing in the middle. I didn't know that was how you make a comment. First, we give that instruction. And then, of course, if they want someone to follow up, all of our names and contact information would also be there as well, right? So we can include that in the introductory or some name, some way of letting them know that this is what they're supposed to do, and indicate that if there are any questions, please feel free to contact anyone from this list, that kind of thing.
So do I understand this correctly? I think that's a great idea, but do I understand this correctly? So in that email that we're having Jen send out, in that preliminary introductory email saying, welcome, please take the survey, SurveyMonkey, this is how you're going to go about it, these are the people that you're going to contact if you have any technical questions, that to include in that email that if they want to contact someone for further explanations or to flesh out any comments that they have written down, that they can do so with any member of the personnel committee. Do I understand that correctly, Ms. Gila?
Yes. First of all, they should write it in their response. They should write something to that effect in their response. And then, if they feel they need to speak further without writing something else, then they should contact one of us on the list.
Okay.
I hope that they would feel free to write it instead of, you know, counting on someone else to relay their message. But if they don't, and this is specific.
Indeed.
So my hope is that, you know, people feel more. I don't know why I'm saying this, but. I would hope that people would feel that they have the capacity to speak their mind and without someone else relaying what they think. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot that can be lost in the translation.
So we'll emphasize that please write everything down. If you absolutely feel the need to reach out to one of the personnel committee members to flesh out something that you've written or to provide further explanation, please feel free to do so, but please write it out.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Oh. Grace, go ahead.
Yes. We did a similar evaluation of an employee at KPFK, and later on the comments were extremely useful in an arbitration. So I think a lot can be said in those comments that can be helpful later on, potentially, such things as the manager creating a hostile work environment or a positive work environment, things that are not necessarily going to be in the survey itself, or any form of harassment, any form of intimidation or threat or anything like that. That kind of thing might be found in the comments, and we should make a particular note of those when we go through the comments.
Robin, to the
right. Side. Robin, go ahead.
Well, we might include right in the survey, if you have someone that you want follow-up with on the committee here, please indicate which committee member you would like to be followed up with to remain confidential.
Sure, but as Ms. Gila said in that first introductory email that Jan's going to send, we're already inviting them to get in touch with anyone who they feel comfortable with for any reasons. Plus, we will also add into that if any part of your comment needs to be any part of your commentary needs to be discussed further, that you can feel free to reach out to any of those people. So they'll already be alerted to that. But I don't see any problem with adding it into the survey either.
Adrienne, I had another comment.
Sure, go ahead, Grace.
I didn't think that we needed to do such a comprehensive evaluation for a 6-month evaluation. However, mm-hmm. Jan did speak with Tony Jaramillo, our very excellent HR attorney, and she said that it would be useful to have the 6 months or this evaluation be the same as a future, the parameters, the logistics be the same as a future evaluation, so that the content of the evaluation, the way it's done, is the same, so that they could be compared on an equal basis because they're the same, which was the reason to have this comprehensive evaluation now. Because
yeah, I'm gonna put
the same thing will be repeated later on with the next evaluation.
Right, and I'll piggyback off of what you're saying. Absolutely, and I'm going to piggyback off of what you're saying just by saying that we are well aware that Mr. Jackson did not have the time to complete or fulfill every single thing. I mean, this is up to the personnel committee to evaluate him based on the limited amount of time that he's had so far to complete the task that we are having in this comprehensive review. So we can have the comprehensive review, but also have the understanding that quite possibly a person on any given question would not have had the opportunity to completely complete a certain task based on their limited amount of time on the job. So that makes sense to me.
This is Alex. Question.
Alex, go ahead.
Forgive me for my ignorance. I have not had a chance to look at the survey. I just got back from a trip abroad. But I'm wondering if in the survey we ask people to identify what category they belong to. For instance, do we ask them to specify whether they're a Pacifica employee, whether they have business interaction with the executive director, or whether they're a member of one of our governance boards? I think that could be useful, and it could be general enough so that we're not able to actually identify who's who, but it would at least tell us what category people are coming from. Is that in the survey or not?
It's not yet.
Robin?
It's not there.
I think that would be really valuable. We can't force people to answer it, but it would be really valuable if people wanted to answer that, and I'd like to entertain a motion that we add it.
I'll move that, Robin.
Are there any objections to adding that question? In what capacity? That question? Hearing none. Motion passes. I hear you typing, Don. I'm gonna give you a moment.
You're gonna what?
I don't want to start talking while you're typing, because you're typing out that motion. So I just want to give you
a moment. Yeah, so we are asking respondents to identify in what capacity they are filling out the form, such as attorneys, general managers, et cetera, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
Alex,
not that specific.
I don't think it should be that specific, but it should.
Yeah,
it
I don't think it should be that specific.
Yes, something like that. What, Alex?
Something like what, Maskila? I'm sorry.
Alex, what do you think? It could be, say, staff. Like that, board.
Let's say Pacifica employee.
Yes.
Or someone who's not a Pacifica employee but has some kind of business interaction with the executive director. That's a pretty broad category.
Yes.
Or a member of one of our governance boards. That's pretty broad.
I agree with that.
I think that covers about everything, no?
Yes, I think so.
Alex, would you be kind enough to send me...
Alex, can you say that again, please, so he gets that?
Yeah, just email it to us.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, great. Thanks, Alex.
This is Grace for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
I forgot two people who should be added. One is John L. Mella,
who's a national office technical staff person, and he interfaces with the Maxi frequently, and also Otis McClay, who is also a I don't know what his position is, but exactly, but he's a Pacifica technical staff person.
Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion to add John Almila and Otis McClay.
I'll do that, Robin.
Mr. Secretary, will you take a vote?
Yeah, I'm just trying to catch up here.
Yeah, you're working hard tonight.
Yes, I am.
Take your time.
Well, can you ask if it's by acclamation or do we need a vote?
Right. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Are there any objections to adding John Almila and Otis McClay?
Yes.
To the respondents?
Yes.
Yes? Masila? Okay. Do we have, we can have one for and one against. Masila, do you want to speak again? Masila?
I was on mute. I've already what my view is. I think it's just too many people, personally.
Okay.
So that's why I would say I would vote no on this.
Okay. Grace, Grace, are you allowed to speak for it? I think so.
Sure. I think it's really important because that John Almila and Otis McClay are national office staff and interface with the executive director all the time. So they have the most, or they have quite a bit of understanding of how he's performing his job, at least as it relates to their duties. So their input would be valuable.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, when you're ready to take the vote, go ahead.
Yes, Robin Collier.
Yes.
Adrian?
Yes.
Alex?
Yes.
And Muscula?
No.
Okay, so the vote is 3 yes, 1 no. Motion is approved to add the two individuals named John Almila and Otis McClay.
Thank you. All right, so I have a concern that I'd like to raise. So when we get the, let's see, how much time do we have? We have no time. Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, we have the audit committee meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess we got a lot accomplished in an hour, so I'm really grateful to you all. And Don, feel free to reach out to me. I've taken a lot of notes myself.
Yeah, I'll send what I have to you, and you can go over them.
Great. That sounds wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everybody. I guess I'm going to have to get off the call now with Grace and whoever else is on the audit committee.
And me
You're
too.
Don. Yep. Oh, well, we got to go.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
now, do you have a call-in number for that committee?
Do I have them? I must. If they're the same as last year, I do.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Would you send that to me, Adrian?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, for making
it. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks a lot.
Good night.